it is on this day Neil Atkinson with Rob Gutman and Damian Cavanagh to go through games from this day. And I'll be honest with you, the games where we're not all going to come out of it feeling very happy clappy, I'll be honest, but we are going to really get stuck into some stuff. The three of them are Liverpool 0, Wimbledon 1, the FA Cup final from 1988, Liverpool 2, Blackburn 1 from 1995, Liverpool beat Blackburn but Blackburn win the title, and the last one we're going to do, in many senses the most interesting, Bradford 1, Liverpool 0 from the year 2000. But we'll start with the 1988 one, and there's a lot I want to get into here, really. Damien, the first is, what was the feeling about the game in 88 prior to the final? Because there's this, all the mythology is there's this, oh, Liverpool are going to sweep Wimbledon before them, but Wimbledon comes seventh that season. You know, we'd had a difficult time there when we'd gone away from home. Amongst the supporters going to the game, was the expectation Liverpool just roll them?
Not quite. I mean, obviously, you only have your own opinion. We were overwhelming favourites in everyone's mind. And it was built up, really, on the back of the season. The season had been so, you know, sensational. The style of football, it's difficult, like, looking back and just say, oh, weren't they great? But the style was absolutely fantastic. They'd won the league by September, and they were, like, three games behind everybody, you know what I mean? Everyone knew. It was that good, you know, the style and the quality. And if you look at the FA Cup run itself as well, by the way, it wasn't a bed of roses. We got Stoke away, which was a classic banana skin. And I think that was the third round. You know, we beat, like, Everton at Goodison. You know, the semi-final was against Forest. We had Aston Villa, who were top of the second division, would be the championship. So, you know, Liverpool were proving that they were knocking everybody over. But going back to what you're saying, you've nailed it there. Wimbledon was seventh. They were very competent, and if I'm not mistaken, the results from that season, I think we beat them by 2-1 at home, and I think we drew with them away.
We did,
when we played the whole. Yeah, I think we played the whole game in their half. That's right. Yeah, you're spot on. I forgot about that. And then in the previous season, they beat us at Anfield, and then roll it forward again the following season at Anfield. I think we again played the whole game in their half and drew 1-1. You know, so they were a thorn in our side, no question about it. And they merited the seventh place, but it's the whole romance of it. I mean, Liverpool have played so well. The BBC had bought into it. You know, there's the Nation's Channel. There's the most coverage you're going to get on football at this time. And goal of the season, that season, was down to just Liverpool goals. It was an acknowledgement of Liverpool was so superior to everybody. So it's already setting in people's minds about this is the greatest team ever. And then looking at the double, which was like a big, really massive thing then, I was like, oh, this is the first team to do the double twice. And this team deserves to do it. So while there was a lot of confidence, you're quite right. I had a feeling in my mind. I remember talking to someone. He was an ex-pro. He played for Wigan. He was a great gentleman at the time. And in talking to him, he said, do you think you should walk this, shouldn't you? And I was like, no, I think we'll win, but I think it'll be closer than most people think.